Pamela, PamelaHenTschel. Date of birth is 4/18/65. Today is 7/2. This is a 59-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with history of cerebrovascular accident related to thrombosis. She also has severe dysphagia, tremors, and Parkinsonism, period. 2 weeks ago, she required suction. Patient is taken care of by Ms. Archibald, A-R-C-H-I-B-A-L-D, and Kelly, another person that lives with them, 24/7, period. The paragraph, Ms. Archibald tells me that after eating, she started having lots of secretion, and they had to use the suction at least 3 times since then, period. This was totally and completely related to her aspiration and worsening symptoms, period. She's eating very little. The left knee swelling, which was related to a fall back in May, is improved now, but she continues to be ADL dependent. She has contractures about the lower extremity. She is bladder and bowel incontinent. She wears a diaper. Hair of the bed is kept up at 45 degrees, period. In the paragraph, she also suffers from atrial fibrillation with ventricular response, rapid ventricular response, protein, calorie malnutrition, weight loss, which of course is unavoidable, difficulty sleeping, tremors related to both Parkinsonism, which appears to be mixed tremors in nature, muscle wasting. She has a KPS score of 30%. She continues to decline regarding her recurrent multiple strokes. She's using albuterol after her suctioning, which is helping. She has a difficulty with speech. She's talking very little now. And she's fed rather slowly to keep her from developing to control the aspirations, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Patient most likely has a few weeks to a few months to live and continues to decline rather quickly on hospice at this time with unavoidable findings as was delineated above. Thank you.